is like a sign that you have made progress. Like the fact that you now need less calories is evidence that you have lost significant fat. So it's not a negative thing. All right, so the last process that we're going to talk about is adaptive thermogenesis, and this is otherwise known as metabolic adaptation. So adaptive thermogenesis, metabolic adaptation, you can use those two interchangeably. And this is the bit that's a little bit more mystical. And there is another way that your body slows down your metabolism when you've lost weight that is not accounted for by like the expected decreases that I've mentioned. So after you take into account the fact that you're a smaller person, that you're moving less, that like you need less calories to digest your food and that it takes less calories to exercise, there is a little bit of a slowing of your metabolism or a decrease in your metabolism that is not accounted for. And this is actually quite a small amount. All right. So the main mention, the main reason that this happened, as I've mentioned before, is just the fact that your body's only goal is to keep you alive. So this process that happens is very much part of that, that trying to do everything it can to prolong your life in the face of what it sees is really a mild form it might not even be mild. Like some people, this process to some degree, like the process of losing weight, the process of burning fat for fuel, it's on the spectrum of starvation. If you can understand what I mean by that, if you've got no food at all, body's going to be burning more fat. You are going to be, at some point, you're going to die. Like it's not something that is positive. And then on the other end of the spectrum, you've got like this small calorie deficit, but it's still kind of like in this realm of like your body not having enough fuel from the food that you're eating. And if that was indefinite, if that just went on and on and on, like you are going to die from that process. And your body doesn't know, okay, I'm just trying to get leaner. I'm just trying to like look fantastic in a bikini and get rid of the mum tum or whatever, fit back into my pre-pregnancy genes. So it's doing what it can. So this adaptation that happens with your metabolism, it only accounts for a very small amount of change. And I think this is where kind of like the myths come from, because people wildly put this out of proportion. So it's only accounts for between 0 and 20% of the energy adaptation that you will experience from weight loss. So this is not enough to drastically change your metabolism to a point where you're burning hundreds and hundreds of fewer calories than anyone else. This is not enough to get you to a point where if a normal person in a calorie deficit needs, like for your same height, needs about 1800 calories, now suddenly you only need 1000 a day. Like this is only accounts for up to 20%. And you might have heard of the Minnesota starvation experiment. And this is like the most extreme experiment with weight loss. I think participants reached 5% body fat. They got exceptionally lean. Like it was quite like a scary kind of experiment that they did on these guys. And the observed adaptive thermogenesis that occurred for them, even like in very extreme conditions, was only 15%. So adaptive thermogenesis, metabolic adaptation, it is not the reason that you can't lose weight, girl. It is not the reason that you are like somehow stuck losing weight. And we're going to get into the real reason that you can't lose weight, that you can't shift the